Alongside the missile, Kadri Ismail here on a Wednesday night on WBAL. Ravens and Lions coming up Monday night from the Motor City. And Jameson Hensley from ESPN joins us now. Jameson, how are you?
Doing well tonight, guys.
Well, it's good to hear that. And I have to say, I was a little taken aback. I couldn't make it to the Under Armour Performance Center today from Matt Elam's comments about the age of Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange circumstance because, you know, he called Calvin Johnson pretty old and basically alludes to the fact that because he's old, that you want to be physical with him. Well, you know, Calvin Johnson's only 28 and he's 6'5". Elam is only 6 years younger and he's 5'10". I don't know why you would want to challenge the NFL's best receiver, and I don't know how Matt Elam is going to be very physical against Calvin Johnson. So I was kind of just trying to shake my head a little bit, trying to figure out, you know, he must have been thinking of someone else because he was not thinking of Megatron when he was making those comments.
Well, what was he like? Was he sitting there and just reflecting on it seriously, or is he kind of just trying to poke the bear and, you know, have a yuck laugh or something?
Well, no, it was just because most of us, we were out talking to Flacco and Suggs, and Comcast Sportsnet had an interview inside the locker room with Matt Elam, and from my understanding, they were talking to him about it, and Elam was very complimentary at the beginning, saying how Calvin Johnson's this athletic freak, and the reporter just kind of suggested the notion that, you know, Calvin Johnson's a very physical receiver, which I think most people would agree. And that's when Elam said, well, you know, he's pretty old as well. So I know it seems like Calvin Johnson has been in this league for a long time, but, you know, he's only 28. He's in the prime of his career. I don't know why you would want to try to agitate someone that can put up 200, 300 yards receiving on you.
Yeah, quite easily.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around him saying the whole old thing, and I am trying to wrap my brain around the fact that Calvin is coming into his prime. Now, I know that he has had some knee issues, and, you know, they've been kind of hush-hush as far as, you know, draining his knee and how much and why and right. All that. But my God, man, just turn on the film and look at the highlight tape. I mean, Matthew Stafford has, you know, gotten himself into quite a jam here or there. But I'll tell you what, you see Calvin Johnson bail him out time and time again.
Yeah. And then the other part is that, you know, for most of his, you know, rookie season, you know, Matt Elam has always been very willing to talk to reporters, but he's never said anything close to being newsworthy or bulletin board material. So, you know, he's pretty reserved when he's talking to reporters. So for him to be the one that says this was also what kind of took me back a little bit, because I just didn't think he would be the type of person to you know, go after a Calvin Johnson, and, you know, in a week where you want to just be complimentary of him, you, which it's very easy to do. I mean, he, like I said before, he is by far the best receiver in the NFL, and I think he's earned that respect. I'm just not sure, you know, how old he really thought Calvin Johnson was.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And here's to the larger picture, outside of the fumble recovery, which was even suspect of Toby Gerhart, he hasn't really done much this year.
No, I mean, he's broken up two passes. And granted, he's playing out of position. The Ravens are really playing with two strong safeties. So James Ahedebo is playing strong safety. He's the guy in the box a lot of the times. Matt Elam is taking over the Ed Reed pre-safety role. And I think ultimately the Ravens want Elam to be the guy down the box. That's where he kind of made a lot of his plays at the University of Florida. But, you know, I totally agree with you where, I mean, it would be another situation where, you know, Matt Elam was emerging as, you know, one of the top young safeties. I mean, he's had an average year. I mean, he and hasn't been probably making the plays that a lot of people thought he would in his first season. So it's going to be very interesting to see if Calvin Johnson goes deep and Matt Elam is the guy that's assigned on him that picks him up deep, how that's going to fare. Because if you remember, it was just in October when Dez Bryant from the Cowboys basically said, hey, I'm just as good a receiver as Calvin Johnson is. And Calvin Johnson later in that game went for 329 yards.
Yeah.
No. Yikes. Don't wake the beast.
Exactly.
Now, overall, I think, you know, we here in Baltimore, I know the players move on, but we here in Baltimore are looking at, you know, one hell of a game, a fourth, well, I shouldn't say a game, a fourth quarter, the ending of a fourth quarter for that matter. And I think overall it was the play of a guy who really wasn't a high draft pick at all. As a matter of fact, wasn't drafted, in Marlon Brown, who was making play after play after play. And I see this offense kind of, you know, being more and more of an offense where Joe, because of the health of Jacoby Jones and now obviously Dennis Pitta, you're seeing it be more his offense and less of a running game that really has been non-existent all year. Am I seeing that correctly?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the beginning of the year, you know, the Ravens, you know, let's just say, you know, when they started training camp, they envisioned this offense, especially this passing attack, to be Jacoby Jones and Torrey Smith stretching the field, Dennis Pitta lining up in the slot, getting a lot of those underneath passes, and then just, you know, it seemed like at the – well, it not seemed, it happened. At the start of training camp, Dennis Pitta goes down. The first game of the season, you know, Jacoby Jones gets, you know, his own teammate collides with him and, he suffers that knee injury. This is really the first time with, you know, with Jacoby Jones now definitely at full strength and Dennis Pitta making the impact here, this is the first time we're really seeing what the Ravens had planned all along. And, yeah, I think it's still – they would rather have this maybe a couple months ago and that chemistry develop a little bit quicker. But still, it's better later than nothing for this team. And I thought Joe – we talked to Joe Flacco today about Marlon Brown – and it was interesting. People said, hey, you know, you threw that game-winning touchdown to an undrafted rookie. You know, do you kind of think of that when you're throwing the ball to a guy that, you know, is relatively so young in his career? And Flacco said, you know what, I don't think about that. I think about the guy that's open. But if he did think about that circumstance, he would throw the ball again to Marlon Brown because he has that level of trust in him right now. So, yeah, there's a lot of options for Flacco. I think this team from special teams, defense, and offense is really just beginning to hit its stride and really at the right time.
Yeah, I think that's very apparent right now. Jamison Hensley from ESPN.com. J-Mo, thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
That's Jamison Hensley. Pete Gilbert sat down with Torrey Smith. That's next here on BAL.
Looking at traffic with Detour Dave.